Dr. Pinsky dictating a supplemental report on Carolyn Poeta, P-O-E-T-A. As you know, I recently evaluated Ms. Poeta as described in my report of 12-19-23 period. At that time, I was not in receipt of the claim petition or answer relative to the 4-28-22 alleged injuries period. In that instance, she reported falling, resulting in a fractured wrist and other orthopedic and psychological injuries. Period. However, I am advised this claim occurred in the petitioner's home, so it was denied. Period. The claim of 3-7-22 allegedly resulted in injuries to the knees, comma, left and right legs, comma, left and right arms, comma, back, comma, and neck. Period. Petitioner, scratch that. Respondent provided benefits to the petitioner as a result of this claim for the knees only. Period. New paragraph. As per her second claim petition relative to the 4-28-22 event, Ms. Poeta alleged she fell at work, causing a fractured wrist and other orthopedic and psychological injuries. Period. The respondent's answer to that claim petition was not in employment on the date alleged in the petition. Period. It was also denied that her injury arose out of and in the course of employment. Period. The nature of the injury or disease was quote to be determined. Period. End quote. New paragraph. At this juncture, it is evident that Ms. Poeta's injury of .28-22 did not occur in the course of her employment, nor did it occur on their premises. Period. Accordingly, comma, any disability she may have sustained on that date was not causally related to her employment. Period. In conclusion, she does have 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left hand. Period. As far as the estimate of disability at 10%, permanent partial total for the back, there is clearly a component that is unrelated to the first alleged injury of 3-7-22. Period. She had a moderate chronic compression deformity at T12 vertebral body. Come a disc osteophyte with facet arthropathy and moderate to severe central canal stenosis at T11 and T10-11 level with cord edema, comma, herniated nucleus pulposus at T10-11 with severe spinal stenosis, comma, and moderate to severe bilateral neuroforaminal stenosis at the L4 level with compression of bilateral L4 nerve roots treated surgically with bilateral decompressive lumbar laminectomy at T10 and T11 with decompression of the spinal cord and neural elements. Period. Clearly, the disc osteophyte complex, comma, foraminal stenosis, comma, and likely the compression deformity are unrelated to the incident of 3/7/22. Period, I would apportion the 10% overall to 7.5% due to pre-existing conditions and 2.5% due to the subject event. Period, thank you for the opportunity of allowing me to provide you with this supplemental report. Period, please feel free to contact me with any further questions. Period, end.